Okay, I think we're all set. It is the 14th of May. No, May. Oh, Lord.
March.
I should know, right? 14th of March. So for the online folks, we apologize for last week. We recorded and we thought everything was good, but sound was terrible. And we've had some complaints about sound. Well, this time it was pretty bad, so we couldn't really put that online because you really couldn't even hear what I was saying. Anyways, thank you all for being here. Appreciate each and every one of you. And if you stick around through the whole message, this will be the third week that you have shown grace and you will have endured to the end. Just kidding on the enduring to the end thing. That's sincere. Steve might get in trouble. I might get yelled at for that one. So just so you know, we are still giving away these books, Jesus Wasn't Talking to You, and Things I Have Learned from the Bible That Are Not True. Do we have an acronym for this yet? No? We should make one. I think Steve has one. It's much funnier. So if you would like one of those copies, please email us at info@ohiogracebible.com. info@ohiogracebible.com. We will send those to you if you send us your physical mailing address, free of charge, of course. So if you'd like to get a head start, please turn to James 4:14. James 4:14. Get a head start there. So, Sarah and I had the honor and joy of celebrating our daughter's birthday over the weekend. She had her birthday party. That in and of itself is pretty cool to watch your kids grow and learn about Christ and just learn their character and their personalities and getting to enjoy them, and that's a gift. And but it reminds me of how fast time just flies by. There's a country song that says the days go by, or days are long and years are fast, something to that effect. And that certainly has been the case, watching our kids grow and just living life. So James 4:14, the Bible talks about this as well. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. I don't need to describe y'all that have kids or grandkids how fast the years go by, but a really cool thing happened when our family friends showed up to the party. You see, when they arrived, the gentleman pulled out something out of his pocket, and he's like, "Hey, you guys got to see this." And like, "What? What is it?" He pulled out this little postcard from one of his friends, and it was from 2006, I believe it was, right? 2006, this was written. It was written by Sarah's dad. And it was just a quick little note to encourage him and how much he appreciated him as a friend. Not anything real lengthy or deep or profound, but just a little note telling him how much he appreciated his friendship and what it meant to him. Again, that was written back in 2006. Our friend showed us that little postcard and everyone else that knew her dad. It touched him then and it still does to this day. Sarah's dad, Jake, passed away in 2010, almost 11 years ago, a couple months away from 11 years. That one little note that he wrote in 2006 is still edifying his friend and his brother in Christ. Almost 15 years later. Learning the doctrine of God's Word is absolutely necessary and needed to be a good ambassador for Christ. But application of that doctrine is absolutely necessary and needed to be a good ambassador for Christ. The thing that Jake was good at was his ability to be real with people. Not to be fake, not to try to speak lofty words or flowery words to someone just to be seen or noticed or heard. He learned how to apply his knowledge of the Bible and still be himself and connect with people. I feel like that's almost sometimes lost these days. In the fact that some folks, as much as we want to see them get it, we can plant that seed of information or doctrine, but we cannot force it to grow. Can you imagine if a farmer planted one seed and stood there and waited for that seed to come up through the ground and then planted the next one and waited for that seed to grow? It would be useless for him and he would have no food. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 9:16. Corinthians 9:16, let's read what Paul has to say. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak I became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Paul's dispersing the gospel of the grace of God to as many as he can. Just like a farmer plants the seed on every available area or soil that he has. That way he can cover as much ground to get the most of his property. Our job, once we see what the fellowship of the mystery is to give it away freely. Are we so laser focused, like I spoke of last week, that we are forgetting to openly share the knowledge with as many people as we can? Paul said, I have made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. He realized he could not stay in one spot watching or ministering to one person, waiting for that one seed to grow. And then move to the next. Even in the old movie, Cool Hand Luke, some men you just can't reach. Whether it's a failure to communicate or a failure to accept the message. There's still work to be done. You may say, well, I don't feel I could share because I still don't know exactly what the doctrine is. It is okay if you don't know. Sorry. It is okay if you don't, but not sharing the freedom that you are understanding of now, that is doing more harm than good. I'm not as mobile as I used to be. You live in the information age. Start a blog. Write down what you are learning. Write a book about your experience. Paul talks about running a race. He was racing to reach as many people as he could. He was the chiefest enemy, chief enemy of God. What's your excuse? What's my excuse? They're not good enough. What if somebody didn't share with you? What if they didn't share with me? I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too cold, it's too hot. I have mismatched socks. It all sounds silly when you think about it. Jake had the ability to meet people where they were at. Whatever level. Jake, Sarah's dad. He was able to be personable, to be loving. He was no better or no worse than. He was caring and kind and relatable. He remembered that he was still human. Like I said, Jake passed away in 2010, 15 years after writing that note to his friend. It is still encouraging and edifying. Even that little postcard note. Don't tell me we can't do better as a whole to be more charitable in our walk. To be good ambassadors for Christ. We can be, and we should be. We should not be getting bogged down in the efforts to run the race to reach as many as possible. Let's look at 2 Timothy 4. Second Timothy 4, verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also that love his appearing. I have shared with most of you about my renewed enjoyment of cutting, splitting, and stacking wood. My chiropractor on Wednesday told me I should be taking a break from it. He said my SI joint could probably use a break. You know about back issues, right? He failed to tell me how long a break I should take. So I think it was Thursday I was back out there. We were over at my parents' house last night, and I guess my brother has kind of got into it as well. Not Steve. My other brother. Steve likes a splitter. I do as well. But it really has become a good thing for the whole family, because Sarah has learned to continue to give me grace, and now my other brother's wife has learned the ability to give him as much grace as possible. Anyway, we were talking about just doing that and commiserating on back soreness and tiredness. And my parents were there, and they were saying, you know, well, of course, my mom, why don't you take a break? You know, you're wearing yourself out. You're only 40-some years old. And so my other brother, he shared, he said, this is a quote. I can't remember the guy's name, but he said, life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a petty and well-preserved body.
Amen.
But rather to skid in broadside in a cloud of smoke, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaim, wow, what a ride.
Bravo.
As he said that, I got to thinking about our race and trying to reach as many people as possible. Are we using our abilities and our talents and our gifts and our knowledge that we have in the Bible, wearing ourselves out as much as possible, getting that message out? I pray we can do that as we share the gospel of the grace of God according to 1 Corinthians 15:1. Let's read that real quick as a refresher. 1 Corinthians 15. First Corinthians 15:1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Just like a Olympic sprinter runs a 100-meter dash, life's going by in a vapor. And if you ever watched any of those guys or girls race in a sprint, they are fast. If you think about Usain Bolt, that man is quick. We have a short time here on earth. It's evident as the years continue to tick off. And like we talked about, I think, last week, how as you get older, they seem just to speed up and continue to tick off faster and faster. Let's win the race. Paul talks about racing and racing to win. Let's do the same with the short time we have on earth. Run that race to win and share the gospel accordingly that was given to Paul, and we can be good ambassadors for Christ. That is all I have today. I know it's a short time, but anybody have anything to add or something that touched them this week that they would like to share?